Why are businesses like HelloVet choosing Apple products and services?
So we started the business 2 years ago. We had a few people who were used to PCs, and this was their first foray into Macs. But it's been super smooth getting everyone onto those devices, and everyone seems really, really happy.
Find out how Mac can help you run and grow your business at apple.co/HelloVet.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Friday, September 26th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. We exclusively report that the Trump administration is considering a plan to dramatically reduce America's reliance on foreign-made semiconductors and spur domestic manufacturing. The goal is to have chip companies manufacture the same number of semiconductors in the U.S. as their customers import from overseas producers. People familiar with the concept say companies that don't maintain a one-to-one ratio over time would have to pay a tariff. The plan could challenge the biggest tech companies like Apple and Dell that import products containing a host of different chips from all over the world. Meta plans to launch an ad-free version of Facebook and Instagram in the United Kingdom. The company says over the coming weeks, it'll give UK users the option to pay about £4 or less per month to use their accounts without seeing advertisements. Ads make up most of Meta's revenue at more than $150 billion annually. The company says accounts that opt out of ads will continue to be personalized, but data won't be used to show ads. The move matches an ad-free service that Meta launched in the European Union in 2023, but cut the cost of that last year in response to regulators' demands. And Baidu plans to start operating fully driverless robotaxis in Dubai by the first quarter of next year. A managing director with the Chinese tech giant's robotaxi arm, Apollo Go, said it wants to have over 1,000 robotaxis on Dubai's roads by the end of 2027 or early 2028. Baidu has started testing 50 robotaxis in designated areas, but testing so far requires a human safety officer in the vehicle. The director called the Middle East a key region for commercialization and scaling up fleet size. And that's your morning TNB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.